small musical instrument, blow into, hold up your mouth, blow into it, harp, and you can put it in your mouth and hit it.
That was a jute harp.
And a piece of, the thing is that the kids used to play on in years gone by, homemade, put a board on a support, and the child would sit here and go up and down.
Seahorse.
Seahorse, uh-huh. You ever call it a righty horse?
Yes.
And you put a plank on a post, and it went around like this.
That was, not an merry-go-round, they had some kind of a
flying, they call it a flying, flying jetty.
Well, yes, I don't recall that, but I do know they had them.
Flying Jenny doesn't sound familiar.
Well, it does.
Or a Flying Dutchman, or a Whirligig, or a Flying Philly. I have a whole list of things here.
Yeah.
In different sections.
Well, I think they call it the merry-go-round mostly here.
Uh-huh. And what do you use to sharpen a knife?
Wet rock.
And different kinds of wood fences, the type that went like this.
The lattice and plank fence.
Yeah, if you just went like this across the field.
Rail fence.
You ever call that a worm fence?
Yes, it was usually when they started to lay in these rails, they would claim they were laying the worm in the foundation for it.
I guess the worm would be the first
yes.
Rail.
Uh-huh.
And around your yard, did you ever have this
paling fence?
If you meet too many people come to your house and you don't have a bed for them, you make a bed on the floor. What do you call that?
A pallet.
And low ground in a river valley, it's not swamp. You can grow things in it.
Bottom land.
And do you have a name for the grassy strip that's between the sidewalk and the street?
Lawn.
And a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats, but he doesn't do anything. You have a special name for him?
Well, that would be, and I don't know of anything.
Calling a sorry dog, is that
special? Yes, he's considered a good-for-nothing dog.
Uh-huh. And do you remember on the farm when horses made a kind of quiet noise at feeding time? What did you used to call that?
Flanker.
And the second growth of hay or clover would come up and you cut it, and the second growth, what did you call that?
Well, we still call it hay if we are growing it for hay, but if we just use it for grazing, we call it pasture.
If you cut it again, would you ever call it a volunteer or a crop?
Well, all of it we consider a volunteer crop unless we plant it for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. So it just came up again and repeat.
If it repeats itself, we, that's a different varieties of grass will come out when you cut it early than expected to do it, which is a volunteer problem.